Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I think that Dane.
Don't do this.
No, he knows.
No.
And honey, if you're listening, I love you so much. But oh my gosh, I think he might be a hoarder.
All right, good. Another one.
He's among friends here.
Yeah.
Because T-Hack's kind of a hoarder.
Mm-hmm. Kind of.
Well, don't do the thing with your neck where it goes, ooh.
Because it's.
Are you a hoarder?
It's in me. It's if you grew up without a lot of means, it's just kind of in you. Because when you got something, you got it. And like, why would I get rid of that? Because I got it.
I know.
I got that.
But
look at me. I got that.
I wouldn't say I grew up with copious amount. Okay, maybe that's not true.
I was going to say things out loud that would upset you greatly, yeah, so I wouldn't don't. Do this.
I wasn't raised to be like, and then you never work for anything. And then you just get it, right?
No, so, I think you have a work ethic, but I think you also wanted for little.
I also had a mother who would be like, what is that extra thing in your bedroom doing? Get rid of it. So.
Yeah, no one ever would say that in my presence ever. My parents were like, get three of those extra things in case we need two more of those extra things.
Yes, right. Yeah. And that's why you always have a backup.
Yep. Oh, God.
But moving with Dane, this is now our third time. We have been together under 3 years, and this is our third time moving together. He needs to go through.
Wow. Let it out. Let it out. Just say it.
It's, you guys, there's so much stuff
that you don't think he needs. You don't think there's a valid reason for his things, or do you just not understand the logic?
He's someone, I guess, like you, where it's like, well, I got the thing, so I'm not going to get rid of it. Like, he has this thing that was at one point a coffee kind of set up in his bachelor pad that he owned. This is three homes ago.
Like a cart?
It's not a cart. It like gets pushed against a wall and it just had coffee on it.
It's a shelf?
Yes. It's a shelf.
I'm trying. Use your words.
It's a shelf. Yeah. Yeah. And
okay.
And I watched it get brought into our new home and I was like, we haven't used it in three homes.
You haven't?
Two.
You, like,
and it has no place here.
You bought a bigger home. Like, there's got to be a
maybe
spot.
That's what
for
he's
it.
Thinking. There's finally room for this thing that I've sacrificed the last few homes.
Testify.
I've kept it in
no,
storage.
Yeah, you guys.
Now
go.
That we've bought our dream home.
There it is. Keep.
But it doesn't fit.
What do you mean it doesn't fit? It's just a little shelf.
It's not just a little shelf. It's got like this top thing and it's just the wrong so
it's
vibes.
It's not the wrong vibes. Maybe a little paint. Maybe sand it a little bit. Paint and sand some of the paint off. So it's got that
DIY.
Look.
Just get the right thing. just sell the thing and get the right thing. And then
sell, you're
you guys,
saying sell that thing and then.
We don't need it.
I don't think you should.
And
get
we it haven't yet. Needed it. It's just been in our garage or in our basement since we moved in together.
Where is it now?
Don't know. I don't know where anything is. And I watched two different items of furniture come in that I was like, why are these coming in the house?
But so have you talked to him about his hoarder tendency? Because it is a real thing. Hack is aware, right? You know that it's in you.
Absolutely.
And you've come a long way. Mm-hmm. I think you and I have both come.
I fight it, yeah. I used to do the thing. I'd cut a tag off a shirt and I'd just leave it on my dresser. Just like you'd feel like, I might return it. Yeah, I don't know. Gotta
you
keep
don't
that
understand,
tag.
But yeah.
And then there'd be a stack of tags. And
the
Angie,
worst thing is, like the Viore shirts, it's a safety pin, so you don't have to cut it. So you can put it back on.
And that feels like this is a.
And also that little tiny safety pin, I could take that off of there. What if sometime I need to hem, like I bought a suit? Like
you're never going to need the tiny safety pin because you guys, you aren't going to know where it is. And this mindset, I need the three of you, T-Hack, Slacker, and Dane to go. To Hoarders Anonymous together.
No, here's exactly, this is why you don't understand.
So all those little Vuori safety pins, right? Mm-hmm. I was keeping them. And then one day I was like, this is ridiculous. You need to get a grip. You got to get rid of them. So I scooped them all out of the weird little space in my toothbrush drawer that they were.
Why would they
because that's where you're getting ready in the morning. Yeah. And you're just like, you take the tag off and you're like, toothpaste drawer. Did them all.
You guys are giving me hives.
You overlook all the trash cans. You're like, not there, clearly.
I have the weird little organizers in my toothpaste drawer. Yeah. So I have like, there's toothpaste and there's like some razor blades, and like all that
stuff.
So
it's just like a danger drawer then, because then you've got the safety pins and they're going to poke you at
anything.
They're
just little tiny. They look like a pear.
But why not?
The pear-shaped ones.
Why not just buy a set that can be in a closed compartment?
What's the difference? Because these didn't cost me anything. I have them. Mm-hmm. So
they cost you a lot, actually, if they're from Vuori.
I remember. I'm getting rid of them. Fast forward like 2 weeks. This is not fun to say. But Aaron's sister died.
Oh, okay. Well,
there's a funeral. My suit doesn't look good on me. I go buy a new suit. They're like, the legs come in like 32. Like, we don't have time to tailor it.
Sure.
But if you have some little tiny safety pins.
Oh my God. They did not say that to you.
100%.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they were like, you can go buy this weird tape, which I bought, and it does not hold it. It's that hem tape.
Yeah,
does not hold it.
The hem tape isn't very
good.
It
doesn't work because I tried it, and I'm like, I need those safety pins. And I opened that drawer, and I was like,
they're gone.
Never again.
I just think.
No, you don't think. That's your problem. You what?
I feel there's so much stuff in our house and none of it makes sense.
Right.
And he's like, oh, this piece of wood, this was from when I was fixing this thing 4 years ago. And I'm like, no.
I'm just going to tell you, you're going to get rid of that stupid thing. And then all of a sudden, one of your aunts or uncles is going to go, I present you with all of these things. And you're like, what can we put those on? You're like,
I wish we had the coffee shelf.
I wish we had a tall coffee shelf.
I do not ever wish to have a tall toffee shelf. What? A tall coffee shelf again?
Just
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.